Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 16th of October 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Portrait. Long story. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org, get yourself a free login, and do all kinds of cool stuff. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to stick around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. So those are the four items of information that we like to receive from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username, well, we'll do without that. But anyway, we'll get started here. This net meets every Monday at 0 GMT, UTC, Zulu, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. It is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And I've been kind of lazy about this lately. But I happened to look at the cover of the latest QST magazine. I haven't read it yet, but anyway, the cover article is, I think it was Field Day in the Metaverse. And the imagery on the cover looked like something out of, synthetic, let's put it that way. So, as I said, I've not read the article yet. Maybe it's not as weird as I expect, but that brings to mind, I'm not into things like Twitter and Facebook and all that so-called social media. So I'm just wondering if anybody else is excited about the idea of ham radio in the metaverse. So I guess that's the topic this week. Is there a ham radio in the metaverse thing? So, I'm looking at my dashboard here, and every call sign I see on there, I recognize as being someone who's been here before, so I don't think I need to explain how we do this. I'll run down the list so that everybody knows who I see. I'm starting with PY2BIL, N4RNW, KC1TCA, VK6BQQ, N6TW, and KD9NDJ. And if somehow, perhaps over the NB0X-L gateway, there is some station listening who would like to join in, now is the time to come forward with their call sign so I can add you to my list. Right, I wasn't really expecting anything, but I had to try. Okay, so let's start with VK6BQQ, Rich.
AD9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ here in Western Australia. What a delightful looking morning out here. My goodness, the sun's shining and the waves are waving over in the ocean. My goodness, it's just a delightful day. Garbage day today, and it's not too much exciting around here at the moment, but there's certainly been a lot of activity otherwise around the world, so we'll just have to see what transpires and what's going on around there. But Wayne, great to have you aboard, sir, of VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Just to give a quick weather report here for Central Illinois, it's 7 p.m. local time here, and the outside temperature is 50 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm guessing that's about, 13, 14 degrees Celsius, something like that, somewhere in that neighborhood. So it's kind of nippy, definitely jacket kind of weather. A couple of days ago, we had an 80 degree day. That's like 27, I think, Celsius. And I'm not sure what the forecast has for us. We might have a few more warm days to come, but I think fall is definitely here. After all, it is the mid-October. All right, enough of that. Next on my list here is a PY2BIL.
Hey everyone, this is PY2BIL, G. Cremary on SDF. And yeah, you mentioned that cover of UST, I guess you mentioned, right, about field day and the metaverse. So I don't think that's going to work. But anyways, having some virtual gatherings is already happening for a very, very long time. So I don't know what would be different here in the metaverse. But anyways, talking about field day, we had one of the two larger field days here in São Paulo, 2 hours from the city. So it was in the state of São Paulo. And we had about 350 individuals showing up. So that was quite large for local Hamfest. And it was fun finding and talking to old friends and chatting about our hobby. Right, so yeah, that's what I have to report from this part of the world. So temperature is around what you have over there, Wayne, 17 degrees in São Paulo. So quite chilly for local, usual local temperatures. But yeah, summer is around the corner, is coming. So we already have 30 degrees here, all Celsius, right? So yeah. So back to you. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. 350 people. Wow. I mean, at our field day, we would have been lucky to get 30. So, yeah, congratulations. Of course, we're a much smaller population here. I think the entire county is only about 200,000 people, a little bit more than that. So we don't have a big pool to fish from. Yeah. All right, let's see, who's next on my list here? How about N4RNW?
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody around the world. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. Nothing much new to report. Wayne, you mentioned the temperature up there. Boy, that's going to be nice when we finally dip down into the mid-50s here as the low here in the middle of the week. It's still hurricane season down here, and it's going to be for probably another month, but fortunately everything is quiet out there as far as the tropics and the Gulf and storms roaming around. But beautiful day down here, and everybody have a good day, a good night. N4RNW, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Harold, and yeah, enjoy that nice weather. And let me just mention that I see that the HAM conference has connected, so momentarily I will rewind and give the introduction to our net here for all those stations on the HAM conference. But next on my list is KB9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KBB. I'm looking at the paper copy of the QST magazine with Field Day in the Metaverse on the cover with a couple of cute little foxes. They've got name tags, Fox Fox and Ruccio. It makes no sense to me. In fact, looking through the magazine, which is actually a pretty good issue, I don't see any mention of this field day in the metaverse concept, so I have no idea what they're talking about on the cover. But the best article I see in here is this handy-dandy instructions for building an antenna for satellite tracking, which looks really nice. It's a little involved. It's got a servo control box, so you can track your satellite with servos. It's made out of, it sort of looks like an Erector set. It's called a Simple Portable Satellite Tracker. It's on page 30 in the paper copy of QST. Very nice article. And there's a few like that. Some good reviews. But as far as Field Day in the Metaverse, I'm scratching my head. KD9NDJ.
Okay, yeah. I just flipped through, and I saw that article as well. And that reminded me, there's an outfit called Satnog. Sierra Alpha Tango November Oscar Golf Sierra. And they had this project. They developed like a 3D printed set of gears and sprockets and so forth to build a satellite tracker. So if you think the Erector set version in QST looks a little bit complicated, you might try Googling SATNOGS and look at the one that they came up with. So, but it's a cool concept of having something that can automatically track the satellite as it flies across the sky, so that you don't have to be out there in the sun or the weather or whatever, pointing your antenna in the right direction. Next on my list here is KC1TCA. Okay, perhaps he has stepped away from the radio or the computer. We'll come back to him in a moment. How about November 6 Tango Whiskey?
Good evening, Wayne. This is November 6 Tango Whiskey Noah in Livermore, California. My SDF username is NPE. So regarding Field Day in the Metaverse, just speculating here, but one interesting analog would be the Ham Shack Hotline stuff. And so I'm curious if anybody else is doing it. It's basically an IP phone network specifically for hams, and it's meant to act as an adjunct to the emergency communication aspect of ham radio. Quick plug, SDF is doing a Plan 9 boot camp if anybody is interested in the Plan 9 operating system. N6TW, over.
Okay, what was that? That ham something thing that you mentioned?
It's called Ham Shack Hotline. And what it really is it's a network for IP phones that you can only access if you have a ham radio license. And so I strongly recommend it if you're interested. They do nets, and they have a phone directory for all of the hams that are using it. I can talk more if people are interested. N60W, over.
Okay, we might come back to you about that. I think I've heard about this before. This is kind of similar to some other things. I think CQ100 comes to mind. There have been websites that sort of simulate a radio, and they would have basically, I think, either text, or I'm not sure if they actually use audio, but chat rooms, and you would select which chat room you wanted to participate in by sort of virtually tuning a radio. There'd be a tuning knob, and you would kind of click on that to move it up or down, and it would move between the different chat rooms that were available, and you could settle on one and then start talking with the people who are in it. Anyway, that was a few years ago. I'm not sure if those things are still around anymore, but it was kind of like ham radio for people who don't have a license, or, you know, maybe people who do have a license, but they can't get on the air for one reason or another. So, which, you know, that's not a bad thing. I'm not putting it down. It's just, I guess, it's just not quite, well, I was going to say it's not quite ham radio, but then there are people who say that Echolink is not quite ham radio. So I don't want to put myself in the same bucket with those guys. But anyway, thank you, Noah. And I think we might come back to you for more about that ham radio hotline, or Ham Shack hotline. But let's see if KC1TCA is back in the shack there.
Okay, I think I got it this time. Sorry, the last one was a mistake in the user interface. I was pressing the button too long. I don't have any experience about. I looked up the the virtual reality ham radio thingy, and it does look interesting. Actually, there is. So I think when you're in this, when you're sort of in this world, you've got video and audio. So you've got a mic, I believe, and so you can hear the people around you, and you can interact with the world. And it looks like what they did was they built some kind of an interface. It says that within the first month of development, they were able to remotely control an ICOM IC7300 HF transceiver. So that's from within the metaverse. So I guess, and controlling a device in real life. So they built some kind of an interface for that. So it, there's some interesting stuff here if you are into that sort of thing. I think the last time that I did anything in something considered a the metaverse would have been Second Life, which was like 10 or 12 years ago. It was a long time ago. I don't even know what happened to them, but I kind of have been watching this whole thing unfold, you know, in the news with the whole metaverse and these big companies dumping lots of money into it and just kind of thinking that maybe it's something similar to that. But I don't know. Maybe this is more open, and I don't know why Second Life disappeared, but it was kind of interesting. And then these other things, and I'm just kind of keeping up with all these other types, like SatNogs and HamShack Hotline. But the SatNogs just looks pretty cool. They have, yeah, it looks like there's the plans for it right online. So I don't know. It's interesting. I spent the whole day doing Plan 9, and so my brain is, I think I'm just starting to get frazzled. So I'm going to turn it back to you, Wayne. This is KC1TCA out.
Okay. Yeah, you want to cool down before you melt down. Okay. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun there. Right. Now, let me acknowledge that I see a new call sign, Kilo 5, Delta Romeo Charlie has joined us. And along with the ham conference, it's probably about time for me to rewind and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Now, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing. Long story. You can it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account there. You can build a website. You can use it for email. I mean, for example, you can use your call sign as your username and have, you know, your call sign at sdf.org. That's actually one character shorter than ARRL.net, right? So cool. But that's just to start. You know, there's all kinds of other things you can do on there. Lots of cool people hang out on there. You can have lots of fun. Anyway, so where am I here? I've got K5DRC. I'm going to call on you before I go over to the ham conference. Oh, the topic today, I looked at the cover of this month's issue of QST Magazine, and they're talking, and it was about Field Day in the Metaverse. And I haven't read the article yet, but just the title makes me, I don't know, it gives me weird feelings. Whatever the heck they're talking about, we'll find out. But that's what our topic is this week. Do you know what they're talking about? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? Do you have no opinion? Whatever. That's our topic. K5DRC, that was your cue.
Thank you, Wayne. Outside of my world of comprehension, so I'll just listen. Maybe I'll learn something. Be 3DB more smarter. K5DRC, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, so welcome to our little thing here. And if I didn't say it before, you know, we do this every week, Monday at 0 GMT, UTC, Zulu. Don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. So now it's time for me to mention to all those folks out there on the HAM conference. I just gave you the description a little while ago about what this net is about. But now it's time for those people on the HAM conference who have been listening and want to join in to come forward with their call sign and be added to my check-in list.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, VK2DY, Robert in Sydney.
Okay, I've got Robert. Anybody else? I guess that's it for now. So go ahead, Robert, VK2DY. You have the floor.
Good, what is it? Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney. 24 degrees Celsius. We'll get maybe a degree or two warmer than that. But we've got a wind blowing in from the south. And unfortunately, that, of course, means cold weather. so it's keeping the temperature down. I think we're going to be only 19 tomorrow. So it is what it is. It's sort of spring weather here. The temperature goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Anyway, other than that, I don't know what to comment about Metaverse. I even vaguely don't... I've heard the term. And I guess it's virtual ham radio? I don't know. Can does Second Life still even exist? Could you do ham radio in Second Life if it still exists? I don't know. I have a number in Ham Shack Hotline, which I keep in a Zyper account. I just have Zyper running on my Mac Mini, and nobody's ever rang the number. So I don't think, for me, Ham Shack Hotline's done absolutely nothing. It just sits there as another app running on my Mac. But that's about it from here. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Now, you said Zyper. Is that an Apple-only app, or is it available on other platforms?
Well, I think on everything. Well, at least the major Windows, Mac OS, Android, and iOS. I think it is in all of those. So it does. It has many incarnations. excuse me. I'm also running the free version. There's a paid version, but it doesn't add anything that I need. So the free version works just fine. VK2DY.
Okay, so it's just an SIP client, and is it Zoiper?
It's an SIP client, Zoiper, just pretty much how it sounds, VK2DY.
Okay, thank you. I typically use Jammy. I've tried, Linphone in the past and maybe something else. Jammy seems to be working okay lately, so I'm sticking with it. That's J-A-M-I. It's a GNU product. So if you Google GNU Jammy, you can find it. So I think I have given everyone a chance to speak. So let me try one more time. If there's anyone on the Ham Conference who would like to join us, please call now. Okay, nothing heard there. How about anyone with a recheck?
N6TW.
Go ahead, Noah.
So I finally made sense of the Metaverse article. So what they're trying to do is to set up basically a collaborative system for remote operation. So they want to be able to, I mean, other people have talked about this earlier on the net, but really what they're trying to do is set up a way, almost like a web SDR, but one where you could potentially transmit. But it's accessed via a virtual reality sort of meeting room type thing, which actually makes sense and is an extension of the Ham Shack Hotline idea, because Ham Shack Hotline is meant more for coordination of radio things rather than acting as a direct way of operating remotely. N60W, over.
Okay, so I'm trying to imagine this, and one positive thing I can think of is that we might have, for example, a new ham and an experienced ham, and both of them are at home in their separate home locations, but they're in a virtual reality room or whatever you call it, and in that room there is a radio. And the experienced ham can be coaching the new ham about how to use that radio, and they could actually be hearing signals from a real antenna and a real receiver. And when they key the push to talk and speak, whatever they say can actually be going out on the air. And is that the kind of thing you're thinking is going on here?
Yes, exactly. So I think what it acts as is like a web SDR, but one where you can transmit, so you can potentially allow third party or remote operation. I think it's actually, the more I think about it, it's a really neat idea, because one of the biggest barriers to the hobby is getting an HF rig set up. And a lot of new hams don't have the $1,000 or so outlay to get a HF rig and a nice antenna. So having this sort of, I don't know what you call it, easy access to third-party or remote for HF would be really useful for new hams and 60W.
Okay, I agree that if what I'm imagining is what they're talking about, it does sound like a cool thing. So I will definitely read the article and think about it, because it might actually be very pertinent to our local situation here. So anyway, good. Thank you for that kind of review there of the article there, Noah. Does anyone else have a comment? Okay, I have to remember to check the chat every now and then to see if there's something that I should bring up here. So, I guess one more time, let's see if there's anybody on the ham conference who would like to join us. All right, nothing heard. So, we're about 32 minutes into the net, so it's about time where if we've run out of steam and no one has anything else to say, that we should wrap things up. So, let's have a last call for rechecks or new check-ins.
KD9MBJ here with a report.
Go ahead, Ken.
I'm on DMR, and it's NADA at the moment, so I just wanted to report on that. It'd be really nice to get that happening, but it's really unreliable at this point. KD9NDJ.
Okay, just to make sure that I understand, you're saying that you tried accessing the net over DMR and it did not work. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you for that report. I'll mention that to Matthew the next time I speak with him. So do we have any other comments for the net before I wrap it up this week?
In 60W.
Go ahead, Noah.
So if anybody would like to chat SDF and Plan 9 after the net, that would be very fun for me, because I have a history with the system. So if anybody wants to hang out after, please do. In 60W, over.
Are you talking about in the Echolink chat or in the Echolink conference, audio or somewhere else? Just kind of clarify.
Thanks, Wayne. Voice chat. In 60W, over.
Okay, so I would call that an afternet. So after the net closes out, hang around if you want to talk about Plan 9 boot camp on SDF with Noah. So, final call. Last call for rechecks or new check-ins. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net, and let's call it 0035. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, as I just said, hang around for the afternet, or you can get on SDF and go into comm and join us in the Anon radio room. If DMR is not working, the talk group 31650 is probably also not about that. Don't worry about that. So, this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.